We're going to move on now to Don Tillman. Don is director of the Northeast Center out of the University of Delaware. And Don is the reason I got involved in risk management education. We won't talk about that here today, Don. But many years ago was this call for this guy out of the blue. Actually, we'd met at a meeting, but I won't go into that. Really appreciate Don's role in mentoring with me. So, Don, the floor is yours.
Okay, John. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things we have going on here at the University of Delaware, the Northeast Center for Risk Management Education. And first thing we'll address are some of the programs that we try to fund in the Northeast. The first of which is, several years ago, our advisory council decided that maybe county educators were not as adept at the grant-making process as other people were, but they had good ideas about educational programs that they wanted to do in their local county or within a two or three county region. So we set up what we call our county/regional grants, and the limit on these is $1,000. These are made at the pre-proposal level only. We do not require the full proposal for these small grants, and we do not do all of the paperwork that one would do with a larger grant. When the educator puts on the program and incurs an expense, they send those invoices directly to us, and we pay those directly so that we don't have to go through all of the paperwork of a full subcontract. We do, however, require that these folks do the same kind of reporting that is done with the larger programs. Just because they're a small grant, we don't skimp on the reporting. And if you go on the risk management library and look at the projects that have been completed in the Northeast, you'll see that there's a report there on all of those small grants as well. This year, the RFA from the Northeast will have the special emphasis audience identified. Of course, that was mandated by the Farm Bill. In prior years, we've had what we call our small and limited resource grants, which now we call the special emphasis. We've expanded that category. A lot of the farms in the Northeast region are, by definition, small farms. And then finally, we have the unrestricted category, which is the catch-all for anything else. The other program that is administered out of this office in the Northeast is the Trade Adjustment Assistance Program. And this program is for both farmers and fishermen who have been adversely affected by imports. This program is currently in the final stages of approval of the regulations, and I guess we expect it to hit the ground sometime in January of next year. Other activities of the Northeast Center are the national conferences that we coordinate these each year, and these are for ag educators. The one that's coming up this next spring is the National Women in Agriculture Conference, which will be in March 24 and 25. In Baltimore, Maryland. The one last year was in Reno. Is that right? Reno? I think that's right. I wanted to comment here that we do have travel assistance that is available to go to these conferences. And if one is interested in availing themselves of this travel assistance, you would contact your local risk management education center, because there's funds that are available through each regional office. There's going to be something a little bit different happening this year because of the proximity of Baltimore to Washington, D.C. After the women's conference concludes, there will be, immediately following, a women's seminar, if you will, at the USDA in Washington. It will be in the afternoon of the 25th, and we'll run a bus or buses if we have that kind of demand for this thing, from Baltimore down to USDA, and this Women in Working Lands seminar will be held on the afternoon of the 25th, and then of course the buses will be available to bring those folks back to Baltimore to their hotel. But again, travel assistance is available, and we encourage you to those that are interested to check into this. On alternate years, we have the National Risk Management Education Conference. And that the focus of this conference is different each time we do it. It's whatever is the pressing topic at the time. When we started talking about this webinar today, John Newkirk asked us to do a little poll as to what was this ag situation in our region, and I sent out this little question to the folks on the Northeast Farm Management Committee, and while I didn't get a lot of response, I do have some anecdotal kinds of stuff. Maryland reports financial problems. Of course, everybody has dairy as one of the things that there's a problem with. But greenhouse and nursery folks are experiencing some difficulties in Maryland. New Jersey sees similar problems with dairy. Pennsylvania says dairy is struggling just to justify their existence. And Vermont, Bob Parsons tells me that 70% of the income in that state, ag income, is from dairy, and each one of those producers are losing about $700 per cow per year. Resources available to to work with their farmers. Maryland says they're continuing to do individual counseling with farmers. New Jersey has a website that you see there. Vermont has a program they call Crunching Your Numbers, and Pennsylvania has a statewide crisis site that they call Here to Help, PA.gov. As many of you may be aware, the Risk Management Agency of USDA has a companion program for states that are underserved with respect to crop insurance. There's $5 million in that program. 12 of the 16 states that are underserved are located in the Northeast region. And by the way, we also have the District of Columbia in our region, and I've been reprimanded a couple of times about not including the District of Columbia. So we have the 12 states of the Northeast region and the District of Columbia. John, I think that about concludes my remarks, unless someone has some questions.
Don, here's a question, and I don't know if you want to answer it or take a shot. And it's would a project that focuses on recruitment and training of individuals to take over farm operation from aging farmers be a competitive grant activity?
Oh, I think so. I think so. The transitions from one generation to the next, definitely a big thing here in the Northeast region. And we'd like to see some of those kinds of projects. We funded several transition grants in the past, and we think it's an important thing.
One other question, and I would say that the transition planning and working with farm families in transitioning, I think every one of our centers have funded a number of those. A year ago at the National Ag Risk, at the National Risk Management Education Conference, transition planning was a pre-conference topic. So
yes.
Whoever put that question in, I would encourage you to go look at our different projects. The key component, though, of our legislation mandates this, it has to involve education and training of agriculture producers themselves. So it seems to me it fits right within that transition planning topic area, which also happens to be one of the five special emphasis areas that at the last farm bill said this program would function on. So
yeah.
Yes, I think the answer to your question is yes.
Yes, and when you mentioned the pre-conference seminar, there's going to be one at the Women in Ag this time, and Dave Gaylor, who's going to be your next speaker, I think, is coordinating that. And I'd like to have him address that when he's making his remarks next.
Well, I think we're ready to move on to Dave. Don, hang around. We may have some questions for you later.